Arlene Violet began her career as a nun with the Sisters of Mercy. Little did anyone know she would later show no mercy when it came to talk radio. In 1984, she became the first woman to serve as Rhode Island Attorney General. In 1990, Arlene began a successful, if not dominant, 16-year run as talk show host on WHJJ, winning 16 straight Best Talk Show Awards from Rhode Island Monthly Magazine.
All right, there you are. Welcome, welcome. I'm Arlene Violet. You are indeed listening to 920 WHJJ. Lots of things, obviously, to discuss this afternoon. When you hear the travel of his kind of case, you have to say to yourself, what's with the system here? Did or did not this guy get favored treatment because of his contacts? The businessman also told the state police that when they wanted to open a coffee shop on Federal Hill, Drovia warned them to check first with mobster Louis Menacchio. The businessman told the state police that Drovia went to see Menacchio, proprietor of the nearby Cafe Verde. Drovia reported back that as a property management realty company, you're welcome neighbors on the street, but as a coffee shop, that will not be. Ladies and gentlemen, the kind of crimes that he was involved in were unexpungible records. In addition, he never waited the appropriate period of time. There is a judge in the system that expunged Guglielmetti's records. And I hope the Journal Bulletin will follow up to find out who the heck expunged Guglielmetti's records. This is disgraceful. And nobody knows nothing. Today, Operation Clean Government, Robert Arruda has an op-ed piece saying that, you know, it's really the Attorney General who should be asking the question of the court, why are these magistrates and are they violating the constitutional provision? These people get in, they tend to be all politically connected, they get a black robe without any screening. We talk about parents in the city and how they're not doing their jobs and, oh, look, they're not giving an educational ethos to their children, etc. What kind of ethos is being taught in Barrington? Because parents don't know where Johnny and Mary are and what they're really doing. What has happened to parental responsibility? So many times, as I mentioned, we talk about parental responsibility, and the only people who get beat up are the poor parents.